first item of other business is Middle Creek Preserve subdivision 2016-01.
This is a final subdivision plan for Middle Creek Preserve, reference 2016-01, for the subdivision of 314 parcels with site improvements to be located off Angola Road. The property is zoned agricultural residential, AR1, and is within the environmentally sensitive development district overlay zone. Planning and Zoning Commission approved a revised preliminary subdivision plan at its meeting of May 11th of last year. The tax parcel ID is map 234, so district 234, map 11, parcel 51, 54, 54.01, 02, 03, and 234, 12, 14. The final subdivision plan complies with the Zoning and Subdivision Code. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
So, can I just make a motion for...
To approve the as a final subdivision?
Mr. Chairman, in regard to Middle Creek Preserve 2016-01, I move for approval of the final subdivision plan.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the final subdivision plan for Middle Creek Preserve. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Our next item is Ocean Meadows subdivision 2016-02.
This is a final subdivision plan for a major AR1 cluster subdivision of 100 lots on a 70.23 acre parcel of land that is accessed from Beaver Dam Road at Sussex County Route number 285. Planning and Zoning Commission approved the preliminary subdivision plan at its meeting of July 28th of 2016. The final subdivision plan complies with the Zoning and Subdivision Code. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. The tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 2, Parcel 2. The zoning district is AR1. That's agricultural residential. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to Ocean Meadow 2016-02, formerly known as the Estates at Cedar Grove, I move for approval of the final site of this final subdivision plan.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the final subdivision plan for Ocean Meadows subdivision 2016-02. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Our next item is Angola Beach and Estates revised site plan.
This is a revised site plan for the relocation of 6 lots, 3 located on Daisy Street and 3 on North Beach Drive, within the Angola Beach and Estates Mobile Home Park. The 6 original lots were lost when lots were consolidated on Dunes and Beacon Courts as approved by Planning and Zoning Commission on January 12, 2017. The parcel is zoned agricultural residential. The tax map ID is District 234, Map 18, Parcel 1, and staff is in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve Angola Beach and Estates MHP revised site plan as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the revised site plan for Angola Beach and Estates. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Our next item on the agenda is the Peninsula Marina Bay Phase 6B.
This is a revised site plan for Marina Bay Phase 6B, Area 9, to add an additional townhouse unit 229A to Area 9.7 and to revise permanent easements. Phase 6B, Area 9, was previously revised on May 25th, 2016, which further resubdivided Area 9 into Areas 9 and 9.1 through 9.8. And I apologize, it took me a while to figure out exactly what was going on, so that's the explanation. So the Peninsula RPC was originally approved for 325 single-family attached townhouses. In this section, there are currently 48 townhome units included in areas 9.1 through 9.8, and an additional 22 units in area 9, making 70 total, including the proposed 229A. The previously recorded plans for area 9 included a total of 71 townhouse units, and the parcel is zoned MRRPC, and the tax ID is District 230, Map 30, Parcel 314. And I did receive, after this was sent out to you, an updated plan for the Peninsula, which lays out all of the number of units for each type, and they are within their allotment.
That's what I was going to ask. So,
we're not adding.
No, they're not adding anything.
That was my question. But would this be considered a final?
Do we have agency approvals?
Yes.
There were none required.
None required, so you could do it as preliminary and final.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move for approval for Angola Beach, and for the Peninsula Marina Bay Phase 6B RPC revised and final site plan.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the revised site plan as a final for the Peninsula Marina Bay Phase 6B. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Our next item is Salt Pond Plaza, RPC, site plan 18-09.
This is a preliminary site plan for Salt Pond Residential Planned Community, MRRPC, for the designation of a 9,665 square feet lot for B1 use and the construction of a bicycle sales, repair and rental shop with associated parking and landscaping. The parcel is accessed from Bethany Loop Boulevard. The preliminary site plan complies with the zoning code and all conditions of approval for the RPC. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. The tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 13, Parcel 1843. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval for the preliminary site plan for Salt Pond Plaza, RPC S1809, with a final.
I think this will have to come back, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
With a final subject to planning and zoning upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
We have a second. A motion and second to approve the preliminary site plan, Salt Pond Plaza, RPC, site plan 18-09. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Our next item is Delaware Shore Equity, site plan 18-13, conditional use 2048.
Thank you. This is a preliminary site plan for a warehouse and office building to receive and store HVAC equipment on a 1.47-acre parcel of land that is accessed from John J. Williams Highway as Delaware Route number 24. The site plan follows the approval of conditional use number 2048, which was considered by Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of May 4, 2016, and approved by County Council at its meeting of June 21, 2016, subject to conditions. The preliminary site plan complies with the zoning code. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals but are not in receipt of a detailed landscape buffer plan. The tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 11, Parcel 502, and the zoning district is AR1. Just by way of update, Chairman, since the packs were distributed, we did receive an additional plan which shows a reduced buffer to the plan that went out in the packs, and I have copies available should you wish to see it.
Does that satisfy the landscaping requirement?
So the commission has the ability to waive buffer requirements. You don't have the ability to waive that condition,
yes.
But through site plan approvals, you have the ability to waive specific requirements on the buffer. This one, honestly, the way it got approved at County Council, because I don't think that was originally a condition of the Planning and Zoning Commission back whenever it was, they sort of added it on. When you look at that buffer requirement for conditional uses, the language in the code in section 218 really talks about residential type uses, and this is not a residential one. They said you need to have a buffer, but like what we typically say is you need to have a landscape plan associated with the buffer, which they didn't really clarify. And then we've got the issue here with the building constructed. There are some buffers there, and whether it's geometrically possible, I guess, to put some buffers in some places. So it comes down to whether you all are good with, I guess, if you want, probably, Jamie, you ought to hand that out.
Yeah.
So they're looking at what they'll be approving.
Well, and to complicate things, even though the condition was added by the council specified that it was up to us to figure it out once it got here. So it truly is in our court. I did ride by this property, and actually I made the motion originally to recommend approval back in 2016. And there's a natural buffer on one side, and the current entrance, without moving it, would actually impinge on any buffer, landscape buffer on the other side. It is a well-maintained property. I guess my opinion is that this is a legitimate request, I think, to because it is a very well maintained. It's been there for quite some time. I think the request seems to be appropriate. What do you think, Mr. Robertson?
That one's your call because you all have the ability
it's our decision.
Approve the plan or not.
I'm prepared to do a motion on it.
Unless there's a question by other members? You guys okay?
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Me too. Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Just before we do that, just one thing to, sorry. Mr. Ross, you and I talked about this earlier. You're asking some legal opinions, but one of the things that you mentioned, I think it's important to be on the record, you went back and looked at the minutes from the Planning and Zoning Commission and County Council, and there was no opposition or anybody.
At neither hearing, at the commission hearing, there was no public comment period for or against, and there was no public comment on the council level for or against. So it was a fairly straightforward application. The applicant at both public hearings did mention the existing landscaping that was there, and they were reluctant to tear down old growth trees to put in young trees, which obviously doesn't make much sense. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan for Delaware Seashore Equity S18-13, conditional use number 2048.
It also, it sounds like they have all the agency.
Well, we have all agency approvals, so it can be. It's eligible for preliminary and final.
Do you,
if you're happy
oh,
with
we
that.
Can? Okay.
Yeah. And then, probably
but need I wanna wait. But I want to do a waiver.
A waiver of the yes. Landscape plan.
Okay. I don't know that you want to do a waiver of that because that's waiving the condition. I think what you just did was fine, that you're just approving the site plan as submitted.
Submitted?
Yeah.
You're recognizing okay. The landscaping on the site plan.
Yeah.
Okay, I move that we approve. Delaware Seashore Equity S18-13, conditional use 2484, preliminary and a final site plan as it stands.
Is submitted, okay.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve as a preliminary and final site plan as submitted for Delaware Shore Equity Site Plan 1813 and conditional use 2048. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. The next item is Lands of Esham, a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision of one lot measuring 1.5541 acres, more or less, off a 50-foot easement over an existing driveway with a residual parcel measuring 8.9854 acres. The parcels are located off Westwoods Road. The parcel is zoned agricultural residential. The tax ID is District 333, Map 7, Parcel 2.07, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for Lands of Esham with final approval to be made by staff once agency approvals are received.
Second.
We have a motion and second to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for the Lands of Esham. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Our next item is Lands of Gerald Jester, minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision of a parcel creating one new lot measuring 1.4 acres more or less off of a 50-foot easement over an existing driveway. The new parcel has adequate frontage, however, are proposing a shared driveway. The residual parcel will measure 1.52 acres more or less. The parcel is located off Wilson Hill Road. The zoning is AR1. The tax map is District 231, Map 4, Parcel 13.01, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Chairman, I move for approval the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for the land of Gerald Jester.
Second.
I just want to clarify that would be with
final was final by staff upon receipt of all agency approval. Sorry.
Thank you.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement with final by staff subject to receipt of all agency approvals for the lands of Gerald Jester. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Back to our public hearings. Our first public hearing was subdivision 2017-20, The Grove at Love Creek.
All right, folks, you got any discussion on this?
I mean, I wish it was a higher density, to be honest with you. It's so low at that area, but it's a very good site plan.
It's a good site plan, I have to admit. The only thing I guess I am a tad worried about frogs and They're supposed to be an indicator of our entire ecosystem's health. Anyway, so yes, I would like to be able to put something in there that area needs to be preserved somehow. But to do it so that they could take Phragmites out if they want. So with maintenance non-disturbance with maintenance, would that be something that you guys would consider?
No, you can discuss that with Mr. Robertson, defer it, and find it, get some language that at least gives them guidance, that, you know.
It doesn't bind them up as far as what they can do for maintenance and...
Right.
Frag money goes crazy.
Frag money is bad, yeah.
We have a frag money's control plan on my home farm, and it's a pesky critter. I mean, you just have to stay on it. We do it twice a year, and it's under control. You don't even know it's there. But if we skip a year, buddy, it's like wildfire. So for an HOA, it could be a real big problem.
Well, I guess that would be something they would have to decide on. So I make a motion that we defer on application 2017-20 Grove at Love Creek or Fieldstone for further consideration.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to defer action on subdivision 2017-20, the Grove at Love Creek, for further consideration by the commission. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2122, Richard Thurman Jr.
Anybody have any questions or comments, any thoughts on this one? I don't either.
Well, it's very straightforward.
But I think I'm going to have to ask to defer just so that we can write up all the, make sure we've got everything in order. So.
Second.
Is that fair enough the way I said that? Sorry, buddy.
It's a recommendation to county council anyway. And so this body will have its recommendation part of the county council hearing. So it's not going to hold you up in the scheme of things. So. It's the commission typically will defer on things like this just so they make sure they get it right rather than try to do things on the fly. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah. It looked good.
That's why everybody else goes ahead and leaves.
That was great.
He made him feel so good. So that was a motion for deferral?
Deferral.
And do we have a second?
I have a second.
We have a motion and a second to defer action on conditional use number 2122 for further consideration by the commission. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Our last public hearing was conditional use number 2123, Mark Yoder Jr.
Any discussion?
I'm going to be like, just for argument's sake, the bad guy on this one, because I have some familiarity with their operation and it's a good one. You know, I just want you all to consider the fact that whether that record was sufficient or not, you know, and you can make it, I think, work either way. But, you know, had that been an application for a residential multifamily development in a developing area somewhere, Lewis or Rehoboth or wherever, you know, you'd be hard-pressed to make a record like that. That's one thing. So just factors to consider, not telling you you should deny it. That's not my intention at all, but I want you to at least weigh this.
That's a good thing.
I do have concerns that they don't have a plan, excuse me, for wastewater and water. Not so much the water, and we forgot to ask if it was going to be individual wells or, you know.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
No, he said he was
I didn't think of it.
He was going to put a central well
that's
in
what
there.
That's right. That was the impression I was under.
But the wastewater, honestly, you know, had they come in and said it was going to be tidewater or artesian, I'd have a lot more comfort in that. And maybe if you're going to approve it, they need to have that worked out before they come in for final. Just those are the kinds of systems that get away from people, and then the county's got to come in and rescue them, and the next thing you know, and I know Mr. Yoder stated that, and I don't know this for a fact, you know, that they weren't welcoming, but also I know that it was probably really cost prohibitive to run a force main from Greenwood all the way down in 16. There's not enough density around
there. Well, there's one that's about a mile away, but still it's expensive.
Right. I guess, when you get out,
Yeah, so, there's one that goes.
You know, and that's the kind of thing, when this type of system starts failing, then Denrec's involved and the county's involved and the county's, you know, running all this.
But I'm sure in Greenwood's case, they were looking at annexation as well, and there was no continuity of that and complications. I think through conditions we can settle the septic issue to make sure that they have approval before we approve the final site plan, and that would be a Denrec issue for permitting. If there wasn't an existing use, mm-hmm. I certainly would agree that the record is very thin, but with the expansion of the existing use, it would be hard to say that it's inappropriate when it's already there and they're just wanting to make it bigger. So I don't know that the record needs to be quite as substantial in this case. I am more concerned about the reluctance to accept language on the rental portion, because this is, as you expressed, Ms. Cornwell, kind of a hybrid, and I don't want this little loophole, if you will, this hybrid opportunity to become something where somebody does that. This does go with the land, as everybody's pointed out many times. So, you know, I just think we have to make sure this doesn't become, you know, sold to someone and become a rental operation of some kind and leave its intended use. It's not an ideal location.
Yeah.
Granted, but it's already there, so.
I will say, I gave that some thought, Mr. Ross, and because it goes back decades ago, but there are situations in Sussex County where small developments were built for a certain purpose, and then that purpose went away, and they had bad central systems. I mean, that's before, you know, all the regulations we have now, but the overall plan for the development completely changed, and development stayed, and everything just kind of went downhill as far as the wastewater treatment and everything else. So, but I agree with you. I think that type of condition needs to be on there. And as I think everybody gets, a condition that protects the county, but also let him follow his main business model. The one thing, having gone through this, and personally, I think the benefit, though, is also that probably the land acquisition cost is low, so that keeps the costs down for his residents. Because that's one thing in Sussex County, I think it's not really part of the record, but everybody says that's an affordable place, you know, as opposed to a lot of others with really good care.
That was one of the things that he actually was in what was written.
Yeah,
true. The whole cost of how it was laid out, which was less than most people pay for rent in the end.
I think, you know, maybe, he mentioned the escrow account for the septic, because Denrec has had a bad, I know they've changed that through the years. Maybe we can get a better understanding of what those amounts are and how they work, so that in absence of some kind of a bond requirement or something, that we understand that also protects the county.
Right.
So those escrows, you know, would be used to repair if it's not maintained properly or managed properly. I'm not familiar with those. Ms. Walls, you're a Denrec person, but maybe you...
I'm not familiar with the minute details of the escrow situation, but I am familiar with the PSN2 that he was talking about and the limits. And I just did some quick calculations. It looks like they would be fairly close to the upper limit if they were to do all 80 units. I believe I heard 35 and 45. I'm curious to see how Denrec would permit that. And that's why I asked the question about the area. So I think it's really going to be dependent on them and ensuring that it's...
And it seems like that's kind of another reason, too, why it would... And I don't know what the cost would be, but to get somebody like the Tidewater Artesian in there, because for one thing, he's going to become a wastewater operator, not a assisted living facility operator. I mean, that's going to take on a life of its own. It just seems like if he can farm that out to somebody that can do it, and they're bonded, so I imagine that takes care of a lot of those escrow requirements that he would have to come up with himself.
But I mean, Tidewater, and that's the problem with the location.
Yeah,
it's surrounded by ag. Tidewater is going to say, we can't go in there for 80 homes.
They're not. It's not cost effective.
And that's why he's in the situation he's in, and this, you know. Back in 90, if this was the original application, we would have said no to the existing. We would have not allowed that.
So what do you require him to have some kind of insurance that if the system fails, there'll be money to pay for?
You would do a bond of some kind, but
And that's what the escrow account, I think, is.
That's what it's for. And you don't want to double punish somebody if they're already required to do a bond. An escrow.
We can check also with Hans. He would probably know that, too.
And I do believe that they're... very careful with permitting those types of systems because of past issues that they've had with communities that were not able to maintain them. So I do think it's something that they do look at carefully and permit carefully. That said, also, Janelle, can you bring this one back up on the mat? I was thinking about the sewer issue because there are some efforts, and I'm just trying to get a place for can you zoom out so we can see Greenwood and.
That road to the south of the project is, what, 30 or 16 or something?
16.
Well, the force main goes right down 16 on past the road that the development is on, but Greenwood doesn't want to run. I think it's a county.
No.
There's not one on 16, is there?
No. This is located north of Greenwood on 16.
Greenwood's here.
The force main goes from south. Greenwood south to Bridgeville.
Oh, right.
But doesn't it sweep around?
No, it goes down to Greenwood discharge. They are treated by Bridgeville.
Yeah.
And there are plans, or there's conversation about.
That's
what
right.
To do
I was
with
thinking
that.
Ellendale. Ellendale's the county one. Greenwood's Bridgeville.
The force main. See, 16 from Greenwood. 16, you know, goes to the left on the screen and then turns and goes north.
Yeah.
Up to their place. So, but your point is still the same. He's only, he's not even, I don't think he's a mile, but approximately, no more than a mile from where the force main continues to go straight and then turns south.
To there. If I recall, it's about $1 million a mile just for the infrastructure cost.
Wow.
To put the pipe in.
I'm in the wrong business.
I was going to say, you're charging too little.
and that's from engineer. Like, that's the estimate from engineering.
Not only that, I mean, you have a front footage cost that, you know, after that, and somebody's going to have to absorb the
operation,
the
maintenance,
cost.
All of that.
Oh, yeah.
So,
right.
Can it be a contiguous issue?
There was some discussion, and I don't recall exactly what is in the plan off the top of my head, but Greenwood did look at kind of their sewer area, not a couple years ago, was part of the Chesapeake Bay plan that they were working on, and I don't recall that they had much room or intention for expanding. Yeah.
That's what the problem was. Greenwood's maxed out because Bridgeville was maxed out, but all that could change because now Bridgeville is going to Seaford.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, if we do the county, if we hook them all together, but. As I recall, when we went through the comp plan, we left that area out of our growth area. So it really doesn't make sense to run a sewer line up in there. When we left it, I mean, I don't know what the council's done, but when we left it, that area was still AR. It was not a growth area.
But it proves the point of, like you said, if that had come in the first time, you know.
If it came in this year, in 2018,
brand new,
no way that thing is going to approve. But it's there, and, you know, so it's existing. It's a well-run facility. I don't know. What do?
How many houses is it on? How big an area? I'm sorry. See,
he said he currently had like 40-some of the houses in addition to the original nursing home, which was there when I was a kid.
So, that's what I was going to say. He was saying like 90-something, but
that's 90-something, I think, is when he built the 40 houses.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, that's what I think when he had to do his stuff again.
There are 47 homes on the existing country rest home. Yeah. Homes, not the nursing home.
Right. And I think he might have had to overcome a septic issue back 30 years ago. That's probably when he went and got his own license and everything. And it, you know, I guess you could always hold the record open, check with DenRec, and ask him how they're doing.
I think ours is a land use issue. It's you know, we can put a condition that says it has to meet DenRec thing, and they'll figure that out.
He overcame that.
You know,
but
ours is simply a land use issue, and since it is an expansion of the existing use, it's kind of difficult.
For 20 years, he's going to be able to do it over here too, whether he does it himself or. Bombs it out. Just ditto the same thing.
This is Mrs. Hoey Stevenson's leadership to solve with Mr. Robertson, and tell us how you make out.
Well, that's just I mean, I'm looking at it though. I'm thinking, well, you're the one who brought up the let's not make it into a
rental
place. I mean, Mr. Yoder's not going to live forever. So as a conditional use, if a conditional use goes away, those houses are still there. So what happens to them?
Well, I mean, basically, you know, he's doing a lease agreement now, but it's under the premise of the assisted living umbrella, which is this hybrid that Janelle has mentioned, and I think that's a nice way to put it, quite frankly. But it does bring a complicated, and we've talked about this, which I brought, you know, a week ago. I said, you know, this is a bit different. If the existing facility wasn't there, it's simple. You just say no. But, I mean, existing facility is there. It's being run properly. I think
it's a needed facility. I mean, you know.
Now, if we stand fast on the whatever language you come up with to make sure it's not turned into a rental housing, you know, project sold to somebody, and they go, well, we have no interest in assisted living anymore. We're just going to rent the houses out, and we'll rent the building to a church or something, you know, like that. Then we've changed the whole dynamics of that.
Well, the good thing is the ordinance actually says as a retirement community, so that helps a little bit, but I think there's probably conditions I can come up with.
Your point is that we void the ordinance, you know, we've still got a bunch of houses in an apartment.
Yeah, houses there that somebody's going to come in and say, well, okay, what are we going to, you know, then they would, yeah. They would, yeah. Okay.
But that's a valid point, but that also applies in almost any condition.
Well, I mean, they could be sold, you know, in a condo format.
I'm certainly leaning toward this because, yes, there is a need for this kind of thing, especially at the price point that he's providing it. And, you know, it's for the health, safety, and welfare of Sussex County.
True.
But, you know, yeah, I might as well play every devil's advocate we can here just to try to figure out as much as we can. So, anyway. You guys on your drive home are like, wait, I have a brilliant idea. Please feel free.
That probably won't happen for me.
No, it's almost 9. It's definitely not time. This is Zoe Stevens. Will you have a motion?
I would like to make a motion to defer for more consideration.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to defer action on conditional use 2123 Mark Yoder Jr. for further consideration by the commission. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Anyone else have anything for the good of the order?
Just one thing for the record. I want to clarify something that Mr. Hopkins stated, and I don't even remember. I guess it was on the Haley's Glen. You made the statement, I think, that was we discussed it after the meeting. I think what you meant to say was we discussed it after the hearing. Just I don't
thank
want,
you.
Yeah. An easy
after the hearing. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want somebody to go, well, what are they doing? Sitting around the brick and talking about all this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, that's what we really want to do.
Yeah.
Okay. We are adjourned.